Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, on yesterday's programme, we heard from the family of Kieran Keating, the brother of singer Ronan Keating, who died in a road traffic collision in 2023, and their call for stricter deterrence for fatal road traffic offences. The Keating family's plea came just hours before the publication of the Crowe Report, which published today tells us that a noticeable minority of roads police in Gardaí are unproductive and unconcerned with doing an effective and professional job. Well, Sean Kenny is the Minister of State with responsibility for road transport. He joins me now on the line. Thank you for joining us, Minister.
Thank you very much for having me on the programme.
Look, I want to get your reaction to our report yesterday by Barry Lennon, who spoke to the Keating family following the death of their brother and their father, Kieran Keating, in 2023. And as I say, they are calling for stricter deterrence for fatal road traffic offences. They're one of several bereaved families this year who are really unhappy at the sentences imposed by the courts. What do you say to them?
Well, first of all, I want to extend my sympathy and that of the government to every family who have lost anybody as a result of a collision on the road. It is undescribable, I'm sure, the void that that has left in people's lives. I would also say that I agree that we should have appropriate consequences for dangerous driving. There is no ifs or buts about this. We need to make sure that people understand there are consequences for their actions. Apart from the fact that we have people who are being killed on our roads and seriously injured, it is important that the people who are cause these accidents need to know that there are consequences. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important under the legislation at the moment, if a person is convicted of a dangerous driving, causing death or seriously bodily harm to another person, they can be imprisoned for up to 10 years and fined up to 20. But in this case,
it was a careless driving, and the driver in question pleaded guilty to careless driving that resulted in a fatality. He got a 17-month suspended sentence after pleading guilty to that. I mean, are the penalties adequate?
The penalties, I think that the legislation is adequate. It's the imposition of the penalties that we may have to look at. And as we all know, that sentencing is a matter for the courts. And I also think that we have to look long and hard at this. I'm working in the ministerial role for the last 6 months. I've had a lot of engagement with groups and representatives of people who have had deaths in their families, and they have formed groups to try and make sure that our roads are safer. I'm working very closely with them. I've met on numerous of occasions. We have a strategy in place. But I would say to you that all of that comes to nil if we do not have a strong message that if you are driving dangerously, you need to understand that the consequences for you yourself, apart from the fact that you're involved maybe in a fatal accident or a fatal collision, that you actually, there are other consequences for you. And I think that's the important message.
We heard from the family who were clearly very upset, sorry, Minister, but, you know, saying rather than trying to fix our broken system, everyone is simply turning a blind eye. That's what they're saying. Now, the Department of Transport is not saying if there are plans to review penalties for careless or the more serious charge of dangerous driving causing death. But any proposal that could impact on courts or prisons would require appropriate input from the Department of Justice. As Minister for Road Safety, do you think there should be a review of penalties as a deterrent in this country when we are seeing road fatalities and people never spending a day in prison?
Absolutely. I believe wholeheartedly we have to review sentencing and how that is done. My department is progressing a new road traffic bill to support the commitments we've given in the programme of government, including in relation to the penalty point system and all that goes with that. But I think this bill is an opportunity for us to consider other amendments to the Road Traffic Act. I will be engaging with Minister Jim O'Callaghan, whom I've worked very closely with since I came coming into office. Because Justice have a role to play, Department of Transport have a role to play, and what we need to do is to make sure that we strengthen the legislation and make sure that the consequences.
So you're listening. You're listening to those families who have been so impacted by the consequences of fatal road collisions. Are you?
Absolutely.
Have you met with the Keating family?
I haven't met with the Keating family yet. I've met with a number of other family members of and organisations, including Park. I'm working closely with them, and I will reach out to the Keatings and I will meet them. My commitment here is not to talk about this, is to take action. And the action we need to take is to make sure that if we are making mistakes in our legislation, or if we're making, if we're soft on anything in relation to road safety, that we will tidy that up as quickly as possible. And I think that the...
Do you think, you said if we are soft, do you believe the system is too soft?
I think at times when I look at things that are going on, I do believe that the sentencing is way below par, if I might put it that way, for the serious nature of the offence that has been committed and is before the courts. And I also believe that, you know, we need to make sure that we're not just bringing in more legislation for the sake of it. We need to make sure that the legislation will be enacted and will be effective and will be acted upon by the courts as well.
All right. I want to move on now to the Crowe report that was out today, finding that a noticeable minority of roads police in Gardaí are unproductive. They're unconcerned with doing an effective and professional job. I mean, as someone who's responsible for road safety within this government, what do you say to it?
I say, first of all, and I said this 2 weeks ago when I first heard Drew Harris said that this report was in place, and that it was citing the fact that some Gardaí were not doing their job and had no interest in doing their job. And I said at the time, and I continue to say it, that it is shocking to think that people would act like that, even though they're a minority, that they would act like that and create a sense that they don't care. So what? I think there has to be, again, and I use the word, a consequence for that. Mm. I think the commissioner needs to take this on board. We are again. We're
what about the outgoing commissioner? There's been a lot of criticism for the outgoing commissioner Drew Harris on this. We're hearing from rank and file Gardaí, as well as the AGSI Kevin Bulger, just speaking to us earlier in the programme. I mean, do you think at the very highest level of management within the force that this shows failings there?
Well, what I would say, rather than I getting involved in something that's going on within the police force, within the Gardaí, what I'm saying is, when I have people who spend a lot of time, including people who are representing families who have lost people on collisions on the road, and we come up with a strategy by which we're going to make our roads safer. And if one of the key components of that is that our policing of the roads is to be done in an effective way, everybody has to put their shoulder to the wheel. And I would
I'm
not
just wondering
accept
what you say, Minister, to those families. And we heard as well from Park representing victims of road fatalities, what you tell them when you see a report like this, that some members having no issue openly telling investigators compiling this report about their lack of interest in doing the job, how they avoid work, how they come back to the station without a single detection made, parking their patrol car out of sight. What do you say to those families of road victims?
I'd say, first of all, I would apologise profusely that some Gardaí in our state would act like that. I must say I apologise on behalf of myself as a minister with responsibility for road safety. I have been engaging with Minister Jim O'Callaghan on this. I have put a request out to meet with the Gardaí commissioners to actually discuss this with them, because there's no point in us having all kinds of talk about what we should be doing in relation to road safety if we do not have people who are their key component of a strategy not doing their job. And not all of them, but a certain element there. And that element needs to be sorted out as a matter of urgency, because we cannot continue to be having something like that going on. Yeah. When we're talking about people's lives, we're talking about people's health, and we're talking about
Minister
safety
Kenny,
on the road.
I know when details of this report were partially leaked just a couple of weeks ago, you said you would request a meeting with the Minister for Justice and the Gardaí Commissioner at that point. So this meeting is yet to happen.
Yes, well, I was waiting for the report to be published so that I could read it in full. And secondly, I have requested the meeting with the commissioners, and I've also engaged with Minister Jim O'Callaghan on this already this morning.
The report highlights an issue of fear among Garda managers of carrying out poor performance reviews. They're afraid to intervene, according to this report, at least, when lower ranking Gardaí were persistently performing poorly. And Drew Harris has agreed that this was an issue. You know, what does it say about the ability of senior Gardaí to manage teams of officers within the force?
Well, it's like every other organisation. You have to have a good management structure. You have to have a good rapport between everybody on the team. We've got to
Does it point to the poor morale that we're consistently hearing about from Gardaí at all levels?
Yeah, what I would say is that at this stage, we need to say, right, okay, enough is enough. We've got to get every Garda thinking the same way, working in a team for Ireland. We're working in a team for the people that they are protecting.
Worryingly, within this report, job vacancies in the road policing unit is one of the reasons for a lack of productivity. The overall strength of that policing unit is 40% less than the number post-2009. I mean, we're 2025 now. Can you see, you know, when we speak to people who've lost loved ones some 20 years ago, the situation's actually worse now?
Absolutely, in terms of the numbers who are out on the road policing units. And I would say that whilst there is a lacking in number, there has been an increase in the number of technologies, the assistance that has been brought into place. But I don't think any of that is an excuse for somebody saying, I don't care,
problematic when all the technology is there, but yet there's no punishment. There's no punishment for those who aren't, you know, bringing in the detections and who aren't doing their job properly and using that technology to detect speeding drivers, to detect road offences.
Absolutely, there has to be a consequence if they don't use it.
My question is, what's the point? What's the point of the technology?
Well, the point of the technology is to assist Gardaí in doing their jobs and doing it properly. If it's another situation, if a Gardaí is not doing his or her job, but if their attitude is, we don't care, we don't have to do it, we're not going to get caught, I think we have a huge problem, and I think that needs to be sorted out as an immediate ask of the new commissioner and the old commissioner who are there, or the outgoing commissioner, because management have a role to play here. They've got to manage this force, and this force is a good force. The majority of the people are working hard and working on behalf of the people, and where we have problems, we need to be able to sort it, and we need to get the force back working as a complete unit with the same enthusiasm as prevails in a lot of other places in public service in this country.
All right. We have news today about the reduction in driver test waiting times. What are the figures showing us?
Well, from the time that in the 1st of May when I met with the CEO of the RSA, at that time the waiting times were 27 weeks on average across the country. This week they're down to half that, which is 13 and a half weeks. And I'm confident, following my discussions and direction I gave to the RSA, that we will have the waiting times down as a national average of 10 weeks by September. And that is the target that we set to achieve.
Do you think that's a reasonable target?
It is a reasonable target, and it's long overdue. And the reason it is a reasonable target is that additional testers have been trained. By the 1st of September, we will have 200 testers, where at the start of the year, we had 137. So effectively, we've increased the resources to make sure that these testing times are reasonable and that they meet their service level agreement. And the other thing with it is that I have other problems to sort out there in terms of up to 12,000 people not showing for their driving test last year. And looking at that, I know that some reasons for that is if you have a provisional license and you want to get it renewed, what you need to do is just apply for a test. You don't necessarily have to do it.
Right.
By September, I'll be putting something in place to stop that as well. Okay. We need to cut out the nonsense. We need to cut out the waste, and we need to make sure, and I want to compliment the testers who have taken this task on that I challenged them with and are actually proving
Minister,
that they can do it.
Minister, 2 weeks from now is September. So the waiting times are currently at what, 13 weeks? And they're going 13, to be down, they're going to be down to 10
by
weeks
the second,
in 2 weeks'
week
time.
In September, in 4 weeks' time. By the
Can you guarantee
September.
That?
Well, I'm not implementing it, but I'll tell you, every 2 weeks I get a report, and if there's an issue with it where it's not being achieved, each target, and at the moment we're ahead of target, the RSA are ahead of target in their in getting to the 10 weeks. So I am comfortable and in that they are doing their job, but also right. I know that I instructed them to put contingency plans in place so that if it's not going to reach there by that date, that we will have to bring in other measures to make sure it does happen.
All right.
But so far they're reaching the targets and exceeding
we'll
the targets, and we just have to wait and see.
We'll have to see what it looks like in September. We may come back to you on that. For now, Minister Sean Canny, Minister of State with responsibility for road transport, thank you for joining us.